Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane up to 31 today. Pretoria 33.
In Tembisa on the R21 southbound, there's roadworks. It's causing restrictions between the R25 Babsfontein Road and the R23 Benoni exits, which is also causing heavy delays. Then JP has let us know, JP van den Berg, bye-bye donkey. He says there's a load of bricks obstructing the R21 south before the R23 Benoni. Traffic is backing up very heavily. Happy Friday.
In your sport, Argentina head coach Felipe Contebomi makes wholesale changes to his starting 15 for tomorrow's test, and tickets for tomorrow's clash between Chiefs and Sundowns at F&B almost sold out.
It's on almost all the newspaper covers this morning. After 18 months in office, Celia Brink was voted out as Tshwane mayor yesterday in a motion of no confidence. This follows Action SA's decision to leave the multi-party coalition that kept him in power. The Freedom Front Plus, a member of the coalition, says this decision was treacherous and selfish.
Action SA did not even have the decency to table its grievances in terms of written coalition agreement, going against the wishes of the majority of the metro's residents, and demonstrate the party's absolute self-centeredness.
That was the party's Grandi Tennyson in Pretoria. So we asked research fellow at the University of the Free State, Dr. Holland Kluter, what he thinks about this.
So I think it's the first salvo of local government elections 2026. What political parties want is to get their hands on power. Action SA have looked at the political landscape and they've discovered if they want to do well in the local government elections in 2026, they will have to position themselves in such a way to get maximum exposure to the electorate.
In other news, City Power disconnected several major defaulting customers in Midrand yesterday. This operation targeted businesses, residential complexes and large power users, including a hotel owing over 45 million rand in unpaid electricity bills and a property housing the Pan-African Parliament.
The majority of that money was basically sitting with the Pan-African Parliament, which is sitting at about 28 million in debt. This is the institution that houses the African Parliament, and it's hosted by the government of South Africa, even though the building is basically rented out, we believe, to a private individual.
City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena says across Johannesburg, the total debt to City Power stands at 9.8 billion rand. Speaking about electricity, energy expert Chris Yellen says the National Energy Regulator is unlikely to grant Eskom the full 36% tariff increase it has applied. Eskom applied for an allowable revenue of 446 billion rand for the next financial year.
In essence, never given what it's asked for, and it always trims us down to something lower. I expect that the same will apply this year.
NERSA says public submissions on the proposed increase are open until the 1st of November, and public hearings have been scheduled for between 18 November and 4 December. And then finally, the South African Weather Service has warned of a possible snowfall over Sunday evening, and temperatures are expected to drop this weekend. His forecaster, Samke Lisizwe Twala, with where and when.
Mostly confined over highland areas of the Western Cape, as well as the highland areas of the southern part of the Northern Cape. And then expecting it to start moving towards the highland areas of the Eastern Cape already late on Sunday evening. And then on Monday, we are expecting it to spread along KZN.
I'm Marlene Fouché, with News die Uur. Ontleder sê die stryd om munisipaliteite in 2026 het reeds begin.
Oh dear. Well, well, well.
2026.
I don't want to think about it. I'm sorry. Have we not been through enough?
Literally.
Marlene. Have we not been through enough this year? We've just survived another election and like not done even start talking about 2026.
Die wil moet rol. Die manne soek mag.
Too soon.
Sure.
And then there goes Celia Brink. So last night when I got back from the golf day, I obviously was just catching up on stuff.